From the world-famous city of New Orleans, it's the Black and Blue Report. Starring Sean Kelly, Producer Dan, D-Dub and the Black and Blue Orchestra.
Yeah.
And the Benchwarmers. Today's special guests include the New Orleans Saints, the New Orleans Pelicans, and whoever else we could get to stop by. Online and worldwide, it's the Black and Blue Report. Live, sort of, from Studio B, here's Sean Kelly.
How goes it? Monday edition of the Black and Blue Report. Hope this finds you well. And greetings today from our Smoothie King Center studios in New Orleans. I'm Sean Kelly, and the Pelicans tonight get ready for the Sacramento Kings here at the Smoothie King Center. We've got a good show for you today. Hope everybody's in a good Monday mood. That means you probably had a good weekend. Pelicans, not so much. You know, kind of saw their five-game losing streak snapped in a tough loss against the San Antonio Spurs. As if it wasn't hard enough playing the number one team in the NBA, the Pelicans did it without Anthony Davis on a Saturday night in San Antonio. But tonight, perhaps Davis returns. Perhaps Brian Roberts gets back to the starting lineup. Those are two big question marks to be answered before tip-off tonight when the Pelicans host the Kings. Speaking of those Kings, they've beaten the Pelicans twice this season. So the Pelicans need a win tonight to split the season series against Sacramento. Haven't beaten those guys since the first meeting of the year. That was on December the 23rd, 113-100. I am curious to see what Tyreke Evans does against his old team tonight. He has averaged 23 points a game against the Kings so far this season. So that should be a good time, especially here on his home floor. And the Pelicans will try and win 10 games in a month for the first time since January of 2011. So the last playoff season for the Pelicans. Daniel pointed that out just a few moments ago. We had all been kind of concentrating on the fact that the Pelicans had secured themselves a winning month for the first time this year here in March. And also, tonight, with a win, the Pelicans would secure a winning record at home in the season for the first time since the 10-11 season. So that's a big mark, too. And it would be a nice way to end March tonight before the Pelicans leave tomorrow on a six-day road trip that'll swing through three cities out west. So with that being said, we'll talk to Darius Miller today on the Black and Blue Report. The Pelicans a combo guard will be with us here. And, of course, we picked Darius because the Kentucky Wildcats had a thrilling win over Michigan yesterday to earn another trip to a Final Four. I want to say that Miller's team was the last to reach a Final Four when they won the NCAA championship his senior year. So we'll talk to Darius Miller about his heartbeat yesterday as they needed one at the buzzer, basically, to beat the Wolverines. What it's like this week for a team going from a regional final championship into a Final Four, and a couple other thoughts with Darius Miller today. So we have that set, right, Daniel? It's Kentucky and Wisconsin and Connecticut and Florida. So I don't think many predicted that Final Four, but I think it's a pretty salty one at that. And actually, no offense to Darius Miller's Kentucky Wildcats or those Gator fans out there, that Wisconsin team ought to be of concern, I think, as far as toughness goes. The two toughest teams left might be Wisconsin and then Florida, but certainly hard to deny how hot Kentucky is right now as they've beaten a number one seed, their arch rival, and then a very good Michigan team yesterday. So kind of a busy Monday. I didn't expect we'd be this busy on Monday, but sure enough, there's plenty to talk about. And we'll get things started with Darius Miller, just off the shoot-around floor in just a moment. Also, Happy New Year to all of our Major League Baseball fans out there today. I know that we've already had one opening game in Australia, an opening game last night, but today really is opening day in Major League Baseball with a full slate. So Happy New Year to those celebrating maybe the start of summer in some colder regions of the United States. It's interesting, already off the floor today at this morning's Pelican shoot-around, Luke Babbitt decided to start the trash-talking here on day one. Of course, Luke is a huge Cincinnati Reds fan, and I, being a big St. Louis Cardinals fan, we got it started right away as those two teams play each other today. So I'm sure you know where your favorite team is as well, and we'll effort to have somebody talk a little baseball with us at the major league level, maybe perhaps a bit later this week, right here on the Black and Blue Report. All right, so Pelicans and Kings tonight. Final Four is set. We'll talk about all those things with Darius Miller next.
Here's a valuable lesson I've learned as an Entergy customer. Saving energy saves you money. And the online videos at EntergySavings.com show you how. A few simple projects can make a big difference in your bill. In just a few hours, I knocked my monthly bill down by 20%. It was easy. From caulking windows to programming your thermostat, the Entergy videos walk you through it. Visit EntergySavings.com and start saving today. That's the power of people. Entergy.
Your New Orleans Pelicans take flight this Monday, March 31st, when the Sacramento Kings come to town. It's State Farm Insurance Night at the Smoothie King Center, where the first 8,000 fans in attendance receive Pelicans Fan Fans, courtesy of State Farm. Tip-offs at 7 p.m. with the Pelicans Fest pregame block party, getting underway at 5:30 with live music, interactive games for the kids, and more. Tickets start as low as $11 and are available now at Pelicans.com.
It's Pelicans game day. This is the Black and Blue Report.
Back here on the Black and Blue Report on this Monday as the Pelicans get ready for the Sacramento Kings tonight. Thought I'd visit with Darius Miller today on this Monday. Maybe it's because Kentucky's going to the Final Four. Did you watch the game? Is that the dumbest question you'll hear today?
I definitely watched it. It was a really good game, really good game. Had me nervous at the end, but they pulled it out, so hopefully we can get two more.
I'm watching the game, and I don't have as much of a vested interest as you do, and I'm thinking to myself, that's the shot you're going to take? And then he hit it. I mean, what was your emotion going through that last possession for Big Blue yesterday?
I don't know. I was, like I said, they had me nervous, especially with the shot. I mean, I have confidence in all my guys, but the last shot had me on my heels, I'm not going to lie. But he made it, so it was great. It was very exciting.
So they beat the number one seed. They beat their arch rival. And now that game yesterday. Has anybody, and I know your sunglasses are tinted blue here, but has anybody had a tougher road to the Final Four this year?
I don't think so. They've had a very tough road. Like you said, the number one seed, and then the huge rivalry, the number two seed. Now they got Wisconsin, if they pull that one out. So they've had all tough games, but they fought. It's been great games. Every single one of them has been great games, in my opinion. So if they win it, they'll definitely deserve it.
When I watched them during the regular season, I thought there's no way that's a Final Four team.
Yeah, they struggled early on. I had a year like that my junior year, too, where we lost a lot of games and people kind of threw us out, but we made it to the Final Four, so it's kind of similar in that way. But they're playing great. They got a lot of momentum, so hopefully they can keep it going.
What's it like for them on this Monday, going now to the Final Four? You've been there. You know what this feeling is the day after the regional final.
Really just getting prepared for the next game, not doing too much, just resting. And really mental days at this point. I feel like all the physical stuff has been done, but really just mental days, getting prepared for the next opponent.
I remember talking to some of the Saints guys, you know, when I would ask them to look back on the process of between the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl, and they said one of the hardest things to get through was the first couple days of fielding all the phone calls from friends and family and worrying about who can come to the big event and all that. Was that handled for you guys, or did you guys have to kind of make your way through that on Monday and Tuesday of that week?
We kind of had to make our way through it. We didn't check any social media or any stuff like that, though. We didn't do any of that. But as far as tickets and stuff like that, Coach Cal wanted us to get it done by Tuesday. If you didn't have it done by Tuesday, then they weren't coming to the game. So he really kind of shut that out early and got that out of the way.
So this weekend, we're on the road. We'll make it back on Monday night in time for the championship if they make it there. But what will be your routine on Saturday after practice and trying to watch your Wildcats?
I just have my Kentucky gear on. Based on the schedule, I'll try to watch it. But I've been wearing my Kentucky gear throughout the whole tournament, so I'm going to continue to do it.
Who have you enjoyed rubbing it into more on this team about what's happened in the NCAA tournament?
Coach Mont. Austin, everybody, really. Everybody. I've kind of been talking junk to everybody. I'm not going to lie. They was talking a lot of junk to us last year when we were struggling, so talking a lot of junk this year.
Hey, real quick before I let you go, Sacramento tonight, we know these guys pretty well. This will be the fourth and final meeting. Give me a couple of keys to maybe getting the thing back on track tonight.
We got to come out and play with a lot of effort, a lot of intensity. Just come out and make sure we have the same type of effort that we had when we was winning those on that little streak. And I feel like everything else will take care of itself. We got to come out and execute just like we have been, and everything else will be fine.
All right, good luck to you guys tonight, and good luck to your Wildcats too, I guess.
Thank you.
Darius Miller with us here on the Black and Blue Report. More from our Smoothie King Center studios in just a moment.
Hey there, what you having?
What kind of specials do you have today?
Well, tonight we're doing $2 benzene and tonics, $4 lemon arsenics, and $5 beryllium bombs.
Wait, what? Those don't sound like drinks. They sound like types of poison.
Well, it's a fine line. Besides, this is a smoky bar. What do you think we're all breathing in right now?
I don't know. Nicotine?
Listen, I'm gonna hook you up. You're not really living until you've had a formaldehyde martini.
Yeah, I'm going home.
Secondhand smoke does more than just stink. It costs Louisiana thousands of lives and contains dozens of harmful chemicals that lead to things like emphysema, heart disease, and lung cancer. Learn what's being done to protect all Louisianans in bars and gaming facilities at letsbetotallyclear.org.
I'm Pelicans forward Jason Smith. Every day, 1 in 6 Louisiana households are at risk of hunger.
I'm attorney Morris Bart, and every day, Second Harvest Food Bank helps thousands of our local neighbors in need. That's why I'm teaming up with the New Orleans Pelicans to ask you to join us in the fight against hunger.
Text the word Pelicans to 80088 to join the Second Harvest family, and you will also have a chance to win autographed Pelicans gear, floor seats to a game, and much more.
Join us, because together we can solve hunger.
There's no better time to join your Pelicans as we take flight. All-star Anthony Davis is taking his team to the next level, and the Pelicans are soaring to new heights. 2014-15 season tickets are on sale now and start at less than $300, with lower bowl options as low as $37 per game. Season ticket benefits include the best seat locations, discounts on concessions, and much more. Take flight with the Pelicans. For more info, call 525-HOOP or visit pelicans.com today.
Welcome back to the Black and Blue Report. Here's Sean Kelly.
So a bit of a shorter visit with you here on this Monday. Hope you are able to come out or listen or watch the Pelicans game tonight. Maybe catch some baseball, too. Take a little break from college basketball before that fires back up this weekend. Our thanks to Darius Miller, of course, for his visit today on the Black and Blue Report. Tomorrow, it looks like we'll begin our preview or our run-up to the NFL draft. And we're going to effort to visit almost every day starting tomorrow with someone covering each of the different NFL teams leading up to the draft. And tomorrow it looks like we may go Houston Texans as they have the first overall pick. We may as well start with them. So we'll begin that coverage tomorrow. And, of course, hopefully we'll be talking about a Pelicans win over the Kings tonight. If the Pelicans win, again, a reminder, it would be the first 10-win month for the Pelicans since January of 2011. It would also guarantee the Pelicans a winning record at home this season, something they also have not done since the playoff season in 2010-11. Coverage begins on television tonight at 6:30 Central on Fox Sports New Orleans. Radio coverage at 7 Central along with the Pelicans radio network. And State Farm Insurance is a big sponsor of tonight's ballgame. They will have a giveaway to some 8,000 fans. The first one's in this evening at the Smoothie King Center. That'll do it for us from our Smoothie King Center studios on this Monday. I'm Sean Kelly. Have a great rest of the day, and so long for just a while.
Thanks for listening to this edition of the Black and Blue Report. If all goes well, we'll be back tomorrow. Tune in each weekday at 12 p.m. or at your convenience exclusively online at NewOrleansSaints.com and Pelicans.com. Follow your teams direct from the source, the Black and Blue Report.
Every year, people whose statistics say would die from a serious health problem come to Ochsner and live. To us, nothing proves quality more than saving a life no one else could. In fact, on average, statistics say patients who come here are more likely to survive than at other hospitals in the state. Incredible outcomes aren't just happening at one hospital either. 7 of the top hospitals in the state for survival rates are Ochsner. We're also Louisiana's only hospital ranked by U.S. News & World Report in 8 different specialties, and number 1 in the country by CareChecks for liver transplant. It's no wonder people from all over the world come here. A higher quality of care. One more reason to choose Ochsner. And with hospitals and health centers all over the region, connecting is as easy as finding the Ochsner name. Learn more about why quality matters at OchsnerQuality.org. Ochsner, healthcare with peace of mind.